Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody is having an absolutely wonderful day today. As we have seen, there's a lot of stuff going on in the news. We're going to cover it here shortly. Ted is on another conference call real quick. He'll be off in about 5 minutes, and he'll be joining me live, so he'll be patched in the next couple minutes. I'm sure a lot of people are already wondering, as we saw last night, the big elephant in the room that was quite troubling to a lot of people is the fact that a global campaign to legalize homosexuality in every nation on earth was started by Trump yesterday. This is one of those really odd things. I'm going to get into it in a second. I have looked at it repeatedly this morning. I've talked to multiple people. I've been trying to figure out where in the world this is coming from and why this is headed to that direction. I've had some people say, oh, well, Trump's trying to pick up more voters for 2020. He's trying to pick up more of the leftists. That may be the case, but after this stunt from a lot of people that I've heard from, he is going to lose a significant amount of support from his conservative voters right off the bat. I've had other people say that he's simply just trolling and he's doing this to try to appease the media right now, to try to throw them off. I don't believe that either because of who he's appointed to head this thing. This is a very strange situation because he appointed U.S. Ambassador to Germany, Richard Grenell, who is by far the highest profile openly gay person in Trump's administration. So this isn't a joke. This isn't something he got some Yahoo off the street or from journalists that he put in place. This is the current U.S. ambassador to Germany, who is very gay, very militantly gay from the research I've done today, and is leading the effort, which kicked off yesterday evening in Berlin. The U.S. embassy is flying in LGBT activists. So get this, the U.S. embassy on U.S. taxpayer dollars is flying in LGBT activists from across Europe for a strategy dinner to plan to push for decriminalization in places that still outlaw homosexuality, mostly concentrated in Middle East, Africa, and Caribbean. Now, this could be just the beginning for Grenell because he is reportedly one of the top choices to become the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Imagine that. Trump's previous pick for the job, Heather Nauert, withdrew from consideration over the weekend, highly likely because she knew of this situation occurring and she did not want to be involved in it. Grenell once served as a spokesperson for the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations when that role was inhabited by John Bolton, who is now Trump's national security advisor. Now, the whole, I'm not even going to go into the morality aspect of this because you can't legislate morality. You guys understand that. You can't start coming in and saying it's law for you to follow the law or it's law for you to sin. You can't do that. You can't legislate morality. It's not possible. It's never been done. People have to follow the biblical laws that we're supposed to follow by our own accord. We have to do them because it's something we want to do. We have free will. If you want to become saved, if you want to accept Jesus into your heart, that is your choice. If you don't, if you want to go to the dark side and you want to be involved in heathenism and paganism and all that, that's your choice. You can't legislate morality. So I'm not even going to go into the aspect of all that. You guys already know how I feel about the homosexual behavior and the militant behavior. You guys already know I killed Netflix over that as far as I shut them off my TV because I didn't want to be involved in all the filth they were trying to put out. And the transgenderism, I've been very clear about that on the show, so I'm not going to go further into that. You guys understand this. Here's the issue that I have with this right off the top. Why in the world does the United States think for one second it has the ability to legislate morality throughout the entire world? Period. Yep. Secondly, yeah, you're with me, Dan. I'll let you chime in on this in a second. I know it's interesting. Secondly, if we're about, can we come out now and say we're going to legislate morality globally now? We are now the new global dictators of morality in the world. Okay, that's what we're going to try to play that role. Okay, why in the world are we not legalizing women's rights in the Middle East? Why are we still allowing women to be stoned if they don't cover their faces up under Sharia law in the Middle East? That's my question. I mean, we're sitting here legalizing homosexuality in places that have it criminalized. Those same places criminalize women from doing anything, including driving a car. So why haven't we done that? Or why are we not criminalizing heavy female attacks and oppression all over the world due to violent attacks globally from the Muslim invasion, as we've seen in Sweden, as we've seen in Germany, as we've seen up in North Minnesota, as we've seen all over the world? We have women getting raped, attacked, beaten simply because they're not following Sharia law. So why are we not going after Sharia law and saying, hey, if we're going to do this, we're going to make Sharia law no longer acceptable and no longer followed globally, if that's what we're going to do? But that's not what we're doing. We're going in and we're taking something that's an abomination and we're saying it's okay. It's okay for you to do this. All the other countries in the world that have criminalized it, you can't criminalize it now because the United States says so. This is starting a very slippery slope for not only the global dictator New World Order, as we have already talked about many times on this show, with a one world government coming out and dictating global law, but now also coming in and making everything that is good bad and everything that is bad good, literally trying to make every thought of every man evil all of the time. This is essentially what we're starting to see this come about now, Dad. And so seeing Trump do this was quite disappointing yesterday. Like I said earlier before you got on the show, people have been arguing, oh, he's doing this to troll the left. Oh, he's doing this to pick up more voters on the liberal side. He's doing this to try to appease a lot of the masses. Well, what he's about to do is he's about to vote himself right out of the 2020 election, because the conservatives are not going to be very happy about this from a lot of people that I have talked to now. So that's my take on it, Dad. What is your opinion?
I have a friend of mine who's a national TV talk show host, Herman Bailey, Herman and Sharon Bailey show. And I sent him the link with Trump basically pushing homosexuality globally. And his response back to me is what many Christians are going to say, unless the Republican Party or the Democratic Party can put a better candidate in office or give it to us on the ballot, there's really nothing else we can do besides vote for him again in 2020. It's basically voting for the lesser of two evils. Trump is completely and totally compromised. I've told you this now for the last year and a half. For the first 6 months he was in office, I tried to support him the best I could. But then I got kind of neutral on him for a year, and now for the last 6 months I've been like, whatever, I'm just going to call it out both directions. I'm not going to turn this into a partisan politics show. I'm not going to do it. If Trump sucks, he sucks. Excuse my language, but he does. Right now he sucks. He's awful. And what's happened is the Khazarian, Rothschild, Luciferian, Zionist, Kabbalist, Masonic mafia that runs the planet is basically in full control of Trump. Last night on Hagman and Hagman, I listened to it for the first 2 hours. They had Tom Horn and Steve Quayle on. Both these guys, I know both of them. Steve's a friend of mine. I know Tom. I don't know him well enough to call him a friend, but I respect him. He's one of the most intellectual people I've ever met. I interviewed him on the Power Hour. He's a true erudite. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant man. And he basically was talking about the rebuilding of the Third Temple. And he said that Christians are basically, I'm going to paraphrase what Tom said because I didn't write it down. Basically, Christians are being completely deceived to believe that building the Third Temple is in their best interest, that it's going to bring in the Antichrist before it brings in Christ, and the world will be subjected to the tribulation and massive persecution against Christians, and Christians are destroying themselves by promoting this agenda. Now, that was on Hagman last night. Now, for the last year and a half, 2 years, I've been the only person out there singing those chimes, going, this has got to stop. This is stupid. It's all about this. And I know, guys, I know I talk about this a lot. It's because this is it. This is the reason they're doing this. Austin's talking about homosexuality. The Kabbalah is okay with homosexuality. The Jews who practice Kabbalah, who basically use the Zohar and the Talmud and all the different things that they use in their new writings. Remember, the Old Testament, Jesus said, in Matthew, when he was talking to the Jewish leaders, that they had nullified the word of God for the sake of their traditions. In other words, they put their traditions ahead of the Torah. And what happened is, after about 600 years in Babylonian captivity, three to 600 years, they wrote down all of these written oral traditions of their elders into 36 books. Part of it's the Kabbalah, part of it's the Zohar, it's all called the Talmud, and this is supposedly the explanation of the Old Testament and the Torah according to these high priests, who they say that God comes to them when he needs an explanation of what the Talmud means or the Torah means. Now, that's pretty arrogant. They also believe, because they're God's chosen people, that other people, Christians, or goyim, they call us, are inferior genetically, and we're basically animals. That's how they look at us. Now, you say, well, they shouldn't do that. Well, I'm not arguing with you. I agree with you. They shouldn't do that. As Christians, we were shown that we're to love one another, respect each other, be kind to one another, you know, tolerate each other. We may have disagreements. We may not agree with homosexuality, but we don't want to go stone a homosexual. In the Torah, if you were gay, you were taken out back and they killed you. They stoned you to death. Apparently the Old Testament Jews really got into stoning people to death. You see it with a woman who basically was accused of adultery. They were going to stone her too. It was a big thing they did. That's how they killed people, because under Roman law, they really couldn't crucify people or whatever. What was available for them was stoning them to death. And of course, they did this way before Roman law. So what's interesting about all of this is that we're in a situation now where we have a deep, deep evil that has been perpetrated upon the American population and on the world. And it's this complete and total Kabbalistic teaching that we've been indoctrinated to through the Scofield Bible, through the teachings of Darby, through the learning institutions, through the Christians United for Israel with the John Hagee Front, who basically says that Jesus did not come to be the Messiah. I mean, this is just a blasphemy that comes out of that man's mouth. It's unbelievable. I've put an article on our website. It basically says that, you know, Trump receives the Kabbalah Award or whatever it was. And it's a video for like an hour and a half. Everybody needs to watch it. And after you watch it, if you want to argue with me about what I just told you, it's all right. Send me a letter and I'll refer you back to the video. The guy does an excellent job explaining what's going on with the rebuilding of the temple. And now Tom Horn's coming against it. Steve Quayle has been against it. He was on our show against it a few months ago. And this is what's going on. Because remember, when Sabbatai and Zevi back in 1666 said he was the Messiah, he basically brought all of Judaism, or a whole big chunk of about 1 million people, underneath his teachings of turning the world upside down. And this is when full-blown Satanism came in. Steve even mentioned last night that Kabbalah was witchcraft, and that Jared Kushner's wife, Ivanka Trump, now is wearing the red bracelet around her, red string around her wrist, the same as Madonna, in the latest photo to show that she's a Kabbalist. This is the group of people that sits around another group of people, basically holding hands and chant, creating a harmonic resonance in order to contact demonic entities, in order to channel information to them, energy to them, and information back from them, and power and prestige and money and stuff from them in this holographic universe. It's pure Satanism is what it is. It's pure witchcraft. And now here she is in the White House wearing a red string around her wrist. Christians are going, oh, she's a Kabbalist. That's nice. What does that mean? Well, they don't listen to this show. They don't understand. It's the worshiping of fallen angels and interdimensional entities is what it is. It's demonic worship is what it is. And this is who's running the planet. And this is why they're pushing homosexuality to turn everything upside down. They know what the Torah says. They know the Torah says no homosexuality. They know that. They don't care. It's because they want the Kabbalah. And if you watch that video that I posted on the website, they actually have a group of these rabbis at the end, and you know they say they want Meshua, their Messiah, and they're working themselves into a frenzy. And one of them actually is talking to one of the leaders and says, "Why isn't Meshua here yet?" See, they don't see Meshua being born as the Son of God. They don't see it that way. They've completely twisted their Old Testament scriptures. They see him coming in as a world leader. As a leader, basically, who's going to take Israel, a king. They want a king. They want, again, they back to Saul again. They want a king, and they consider this guy to be king, and they're going to rule the planet from Jerusalem, from the new temple. And they're going to bring him into the temple, into the Holy of Holies. They're going to cut him with the spear of destiny, and they're going to basically bring in the Antichrist. And Christians are actually involved in funding the temple. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. The problem is there's a giant Muslim mosque on top of the doggone mound up there. And unless they use the old tabernacle for Moses, which they say may be buried underneath the temple mound, they may be able to pull that out. It's not nearly as large as the actual temple that was built where they can reinstall the Ark of the Covenant. They're not going to have the ability to do all of this stuff. So all of this stuff is they're trying to force end times prophecy. So Donald Trump is a Zionist. You can listen to him on the video over and over and over again. My daughter Ivanka is having a beautiful Jewish baby. You know, we have to stomp out this Zionism and these people who shot these people in the temple. We have to reimpose the death penalty. and on and on and on and on. And so what we have to understand is that Ivanka Trump, to convert to Judaism, had to renounce the virgin birth, had to renounce Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior, had to renounce the Christian faith, and had to completely and totally go against the tenets of Christianity. And Donald Trump's children, pretty much all of one or another, have been involved in being married or intermarried or dating or whatever, different people who are of the Jewish faith. Now, I'm not saying that these people from the Jewish faith all believe this. A lot of them are complete and total anti-Zionists. They don't believe in the Zionism. They don't believe in the rebuilding of the temple. They think it's going to bring more persecution against the Jews. But the guys that are in charge, the Zionists that are in charge, are the ones who are basically running Israel, and quite frankly, through the dual citizenship passports, running the United States of America through Congress and senators that have dual Israeli citizenships, and also the AIPAC organization, which is a huge, huge organization. We had a Muslim congresswoman the other day said that AIPAC, you know, was basically funded by the Jews, and she had to apologize. She had to apologize for saying it was run by the Jews. And I'm stupid. It is. It's American Israeli Political Action Committee. It is run by the Jews, and it's funded primarily by the Jews, like Shadel Adelson. But nobody's supposed to talk about this stuff. And it's kind of like this. Let's say, for instance, I've got a friend of mine. His name is Matthew. Not Matthew. I got too many friends named Matthew. Let's say his name's Eleazar. There we go. I don't have any friends named Eleazar. If Eleazar believes that you, Austin, and all of our listeners are animals, and he wants to kill us all, and if we don't bend down and get on our knees and lick Eleazar's boots, and basically be a slave to Eleazar, and basically serve his every need because he's God and we're not, because he's superior to us genetically, then basically he's going to have us killed. And if we say, we don't like Eleazar, he kind of sucks. He's awful. He wants to kill all of us. I mean, why do we want this guy? And this guy's not just saying it. He's got a standing army of 10 million guys behind him with AK-47s and nuclear weapons. This is Eleazar. And we go, I don't like Eleazar. And all of a sudden you're Eleazar Semite, or ite, or whatever you want to call it. Anti-ite. You're an anti-Eleazar ite. You know, you don't like what Eleazar is doing. You shame on you. You're an ite. And you go, I'm not an ite. I just don't want him killing me. No. You're an ite. You have no credibility anymore. And this is what they've done. Anytime you criticize Israel, you criticize the Zionists, you criticize the Kabbalah, you're an absolute bigot as far as they're concerned, and you're an anti-Semite. Why? The Kabbalah says that Jesus Christ was a demon-possessed sorcerer, and he died in Nevada sewage. He was not the Son of God. They said the Virgin Mary is a whore. But you can't say that, because that makes you an anti-Semite. But it's what you wrote, and it's what's written in your own holy scriptures that you call them, the Talmud. So why can't we say what you say? Well, you can't do that. Why? Because it sounds anti-Semitic. It is anti-Christian, so we're supposed to lick the boot. It goes back to what Mancow said a few weeks ago, Austin, when he said, not only are you supposed to accept homosexuality, you're supposed to embrace it. So here we have a whole group of Christians now that are so confused because in these name it, glam it, glab it, brab it churches that don't preach Jesus Christ, they're accepting all of this. They're accepting the gay marriage. They're accepting the homosexuality. They're accepting the immunizations. They're accepting the fact, all the stuff that they're being given to them, because they're being taught that anything besides total acceptance is not political correctness, and you're basically a bigot. And that's the problem we've run into. This all goes back to pansies in the pulpit, not telling the Christians what they should and should not believe as far as understanding the veracity of the scripture. Now, here's what I wrote this morning. I got an email in from me today, so he sent it to me, and it was basically an interview, and I'm going to pull it up real quick, and it dealt with two different people. It's Anderson Cooper, who's a known CIA homosexual asset, and also dealt with McCabe, who basically thinks that, you know, it's possible that Trump's a Russian asset, and basically what we're saying is that, and the guy says this in the article, he goes, here's what we know. Trump is an asset, but we believe not of Russia, but of the gang of parasites that are destroying both Russia and the United States, one that represents itself as the ruling entities of Israel in the deep state. Trump is their creature and always has been. We think McCabe is wrong because it is impossible to tell whether you're dealing with Russian spies or the Russian Khazarian mafia operatives, which is basically the Rothschild group. In other words, it's the Jewish Israeli mafia. The FBI has come to us to learn the difference. Now, what's interesting about this, I wrote an email this morning about this very, very topic, and I want to read you this, because this was sent to me, and I sent this out to a whole group of people this morning, and I said, Cooper is CIA. This interview is interesting, and I don't believe either one of them. They are both repeated liars. I believe the Russian Zionist mafia and the Zionist Israeli mafia are the same group. I believe that this group is working with other organized crime centers and has developed a huge global crime syndicate which is strangling our planet. They run drugs, children, organs, cash, guns, gold, slaves, everything that's evil. The head of this syndicate would be the Satan-worshipping international bankers, / Masons, / Vatican, / the Mafia, all working in concert to rebuild the Third Temple and install the Antichrist. Read the book Operation Gladio. And now this is what's happening. Now, I'm going to say this again because I always have to say this. Not all Jews are Zionists, and not all Zionists are Jews. And not all Jews believe any of this stuff. They don't believe it. They don't want Zionism in their country, and they have giant protests in Israel that we hear nothing about against Zionism because they don't want to get dragged into this mess with World War III. This is the problem that we have. But they so desperately want their Messiah, they're willing to install him. Now, last night, Steve Quayle said, and he pretty much said he felt there's a high probability that Jared Kushner was the Antichrist. Because remember, they don't believe he's going to be born of the Virgin Mary. They don't believe that he's going to do all these things. They believe he's going to come as a king, as a ruler. Because remember, they tried to install Jesus as king to overthrow the Roman Empire in Israel and drive them all out and be their leader. And when basically Jesus was unwilling to do that, because that's not why he came. He came to be the Messiah, but it was different than they thought he was supposed to be. They just killed him. You know, they freed Barabbas instead. And this is the problem that we have now. We've got a group of people that have gotten completely and totally twisted up with all types of Kabbalah worship, which is basically Satanism, have left the Word of God, which is the Torah, have basically implemented all of these other principles a lot of them have. Now, a lot of them are still God-fearing, Jew-believing Torahs, you know, and they believe in the Torah, and they basically want to do what's right in God's eyes. And I respect those people. I mean, if they're going to do what they're going to do, okay. It's like I respect the Muslims or the Hindus or the Buddhists or whatever. I don't agree with them. But as long as they're not trying to dominate the world and kill everybody, I'm okay with their faith. I mean, they got to figure all that out with God. Do I believe they're saved? Absolutely not. John Hagee is teaching some crazy stuff, and he knows better. But again, a lot of the other churches too. You got the Hillsong churches that are doing the same thing now, bringing in Catholic priests to do full masses in their churches. Are you kidding me? I'm not joking, guys. And all of this stuff is happening to bring in this ecumenical movement into this one world government, into a one world church. You say, well, it'll never happen in our lifetimes. No, it probably won't happen in my lifetime. They're going to really push it for Austin's lifetime, because the more people they can drug on fluoride, the more people they can drug on chlorine, the more people they can drug on bromine, which are all halogens, the more people they can drug with vaccines, the more people they can put on tricyclic antidepressants and serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and the more people they can damage physically and mentally through all the chemicals and the GMOs and the chemtrails, the more people that are just going to become just basically spineless just dogs that are going to do and lick their master's feet and boots. And this is what they want, because they consider you to be an inferior product. They consider you to be an animal. They consider you to be – that's why they call you goyim or cattle. They consider you to be subhuman. And as long as you understand that, then you understand the way they feel and why they do what they do. This is one of the reasons that the Jews, because of that teaching, have been persecuted, you know, for thousands of years now, because nobody wants somebody to say to them, I'm better than you, and basically I'm the guy that you need to listen to, and I'm superior to you, and you need to lick my boots, and blah, 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 and I won't touch you, I won't talk to you because you're unclean. I mean, whatever. I mean, it gets really weird when you talk and treat people like that. And this is the problem they've run into now. Now they've got a group of people now, because of the international banking cartels, that are basically ruling the world through Babylonian money magic. And they've tied together all these international crime families together into this giant mafia that's global. That's why you never hear Trump often talk about the drugs in Afghanistan, the 1,000 square miles of poppy being raised.
Yep.
You never hear him talk about the CIA and using these 1,000 operational bases for the U.S. military bases around the world to bring in illegal drugs. It's all about the drugs coming in from Mexico. Well, they just don't want the drugs coming in from Mexico anymore because it's cutting into their profits with the CIA coming out of Afghanistan. That's what this is all about. You know, they don't want want to stop the human trafficking. There's too much money in it because they want to continue to bring the people across the border to destroy the fabric of the United States, to not allow the United States to stand on its own any longer, but become a basically a taken over country without firing a shot through illegal immigration. And they've already done it to Germany. Germany is so politically correct. I try to talk to my friends and my family over in Germany right now about anything. They won't even mention. When I talk to them about history and I talk to them about World War II, I say, what about Hitler? Oh, we can't talk about Hitler. What do you mean? This word is, it's verboten. The words are forbidden. What about the Third Reich? No, 9. Well, how about what happened with the Nazis and the Reich? 9! Kann das nicht übersprechen. Can't talk about that. Can't talk about that. And I'm like, what the heck? Well, this is what they've done. Germany is completely and totally given over now to what they've done to them. And the sad part about it is, it's not just the Jews. You know, George Bush isn't a Jew. Clinton's not a Jew. It's the Zionists. It's these guys that, they don't have to be Jewish. Some of them are Jewish. Some of them aren't. Who are taking over the planet. Then you got the God-fearing Jews who want nothing to do with any of this. You've got the Christians that are both good and bad. And a lot of Christians, I remember yesterday I sent that same link, Austin, about Trump with the homosexual stuff to a friend of mine who had cancer a few years ago. And I sent her to the proper doctor, and she completely recovered without using any chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery. She had breast cancer. And I just sent her the link about Trump and the homosexuals. And I get this scathing text back from her. I can't believe you sent me these anti-Trump articles. And I'm like, okay. I mean, by the way, I hadn't even read the article up to that point. I just sent it to her just information. Many of you get my texts like that, and my emails. And then she said, I can't believe I don't even know who you are anymore. And I'm like, I haven't changed at all. And then she goes, I'm never talking to you again. Then she sends me a voice audio file that contained who knows what. I'm sure screaming and yelling and gnashing of teeth and weeping and wailing of a absolutely psycho harpy, I guess. I don't know. And I just deleted the file. I never even listened to it. And I said, well, whatever. If you don't want to contact me again, I'm good. It doesn't matter to me. I'm not going to listen to your file. See, this is what we have to do, guys. We have to realize that they're doing this to us on purpose. You know, this the Wilcox guy now, the guy who was basically the big New Ager with the spaceships and the aliens, they've entrusted him now with all of this Q information, which is complete lies, and he's gone to his group of people now because they made him famous from the History Channel. And I had another one of my friends yesterday send me some more information from him, and I said, please don't send me this guy. The guy's a stooge. I don't listen to this guy. I said, he's completely sold over to the Q movement. I said, Q is nonsense. Here's the thing. Trump is basically bringing in huge amounts of immigrants into the United States still. You have a whole bunch of them amnesty. I read everything about that yesterday to you guys. He's not doing what he said he's going to do. He's doing what he's being told to do. And Q is just, again, a CIA psych operation that's being used to anesthetize the patriots and the believing that Trump is the giant savior. He's not the savior. He's doing everything he possibly can to push for the rebuilding of the temple, to install Jerusalem as the capital of the world, and the world to be ruled from the Supreme Court of Jerusalem in that area. That's what they want to do. They want to rule the whole planet. And you think, well, that's kind of crazy. I didn't say it wasn't crazy. I'm just telling you what their plans are. It's all through the Masonic lodges and the rebuilding of the temple and the installation of the Antichrist. But guys, listen to me. We are really in this day. This is really happening, and we're all alive right now. You know, we've waited for thousands of years as Christians for this, to see the rebuilding of this. I mean, the temple was torn down 2,000 years ago when the Herod Great was built by the Romans. We've been waiting for thousands of years now to see this thing get rebuilt and for the fulfillment of prophecy. And these guys are trying to force the prophecy. Now, some of the God-fearing Jews, the ones that aren't Zionists, they believe that the new Jerusalem or the new temple is going to be brought down from heaven by God intact and basically supplant and get rid of the mosque. And it's going to be there. It's going to be like miraculously put there. Others believe that it has to be rebuilt. Others believe that there's a large amount of cash, not cash, but gold and silver buried on the Temple Mount along with the tabernacle that Moses built in the wilderness that he ran around with the Ark of the Covenant in, that they believe that's it. They believe that's buried there along with truckloads of gold. In fact, Tom Horn said this last night, that they ran metal detectors that could determine what type of material was buried. They went down 50 to 100 feet, these very strong metal detectors. They did it on the Temple Mount, and they found that there were huge deposits of gold and silver buried on the Temple Mount. And he said, truckloads. He said that last night on Hagman & Hagman. And that's what this whole group is doing. They want to reinstall the government in Israel as far as from a world leadership standpoint, because they believe that they're superior and they're God's chosen people and they're to rule the planet. So you don't like it. Okay, well, prove me wrong. Go ahead and show me the research and tell me that I'm wrong. I'll correct it on the show. I'll profusely apologize to you guys, and I'll say I was wrong. But I, as far as I'm concerned, I've read thousands of articles, hundreds of books, and I can't see any cracks in this. And that's why I want you to watch the video about Trump, you know, getting the Kabbalah Tree of Life Award or whatever it was, you know, on my video. I posted it on the Health Masters website. I don't really post that kind of stuff on there, but I thought you guys need to read this because it's one of those, or watch the video on this, because it's just something that you guys need to see. Because, but finally, thank you, Jesus, you know, Tom Horn and Steve Quayle got on there the whole show on this last night, and they were in agreement with me. Now, they didn't go into Kabbalah. Steve talked about Kabbalah being witchcraft. Now, they didn't talk about what the Kabbalah said or what the Zohar said or what the Talmud said about Jesus. They didn't cover any of that. I don't know. Maybe they didn't want to. I don't know. But the whole thing about it is that, you know, I'm trying to give you guys the entire picture. I did a show with you guys that I've also posted on the website. It's up there right now. I did it last year. And I just sent it to another one of my friends who I sent texts to. And I told him, I said, I want you to watch this. And he emailed me back, just texted me back this morning. And he goes, this is like the best show I've ever listened to. In fact, I'll read you what it said. This is Gene. I'll read you his exact quote, because this is something that I've got to talk to you guys about. This is something that, because of this thing with the gay stuff yesterday, it's just absolutely crazy. Here it is. Here's what he said. Here's what I said. I told him to listen to it. He goes, that is the best show I've heard. I just started listening to you guys 3 or 4 months ago, trying to figure out how to get this out of my Facebook page. And he goes, seriously, I go back multiple times and pick up new stuff. And I said it back. I said, this show ties it all together. I said, it took a lot of research. He said, it was excellent. He goes, so, you know, here's the thing. I know that I've talked about this stuff to you guys before. And a lot of you guys are going, here he goes again. Okay. But Gene hadn't heard this stuff because we're picking up thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of listeners. And they haven't heard the teachings that we've done for the past 4 years. So forgive me for being redundant. That's why many times I just say, okay, I'm referring you back to the post that we just did on the website. And I tie together what happened in Genesis chapter 6 with the Masonic lodges and everything. I tie together 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, almost 6,000 years of recorded history and who these guys are and what they are. And so I weave, this is not a unique Jewish movement. This is something that came all the way back from Osiris. This came all the way back from the ancient Canaanite religions. This is Satanism weaving itself all the way through to today's times. And we have to understand who these people are that are doing this. And again, it's not the God-fearing Jews that are still worshiping the Torah and who want the coming of their Messiah. Though they're not saved, they don't have to necessarily want all of this stuff. It's this Zionist group pushed by the Freemasons in 1840 to push Israel into their own homeland in Palestine to rebuild the temple. This has been going on for over 150 years, and it's not going to stop until they get what they want, because they control the money, because they control the world's currency supplies. So anyhow, I'm getting redundant. Austin, go ahead. What's your next story, and what do you think?
Oh, no, there's definitely, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on right now. And I mean, I also saw earlier, you know, I talked to you guys yesterday about how Trump was pushing the rhetoric saying that all options are open for Venezuela and everything else. Now, apparently, it looks like Trump has begun threatening Venezuela at this point, and he is now accusing Cuba of having troops in the country. And he said yesterday, Cuba denied on Tuesday that it had security forces in Venezuela and charged the statements were part of an orchestrated campaign of lies paving the way for military intervention in South American country. U.S. President Donald Trump and his administration have charged that Cuba security forces and military control Venezuela, and troops are also on the ground there. So if the U.S. invades Venezuela now, we'll pretty much be in a war with Cuba, as we've pretty much threatened them with this rhetoric, which means Russia's going to get involved because Russia's got troops in Venezuela. Venezuela needs to work out their own stuff, and we need to stop putting sanctions on all these countries because we don't like what they're doing. That is one of my biggest pet peeves that I see the United States do all the time. Every time something happens in a country and we don't like what's going on in that country, put sanctions on them. You can't do business with them. You can't do any money with them. You can't do anything with them at all because we don't like their policy. We don't like what they're doing. They're not doing what we tell them to do, so we're going to put sanctions on them. And anybody that does business with them, we're going to put sanctions on them too. it reminds me of that, you know, the bully in the schoolyard you always hear about that just picks on everybody for no reason. If you hang out with anybody else, he picks on you. It's irritating to me. It's so irritating to me. And this is just the ideology now that has been ingrained into the American population, that we believe we truly have this entitlement to go invade other countries for no legitimate reason whatsoever. And we have the right to tell other countries what they can and can't do, just like this whole thing with the legalization of homosexuality that we're going to try to dominate globally now. If any other country doesn't follow our laws now that we tell them this is okay, that we're essentially going to invade them. And another thing I thought about while you were talking, Dan, the precipitating incident they're saying for what is causing this was an individual, a homosexual individual in Iran that was hung for basically engaging in gay behavior. So what's interesting to me about this is that they are now using this as an excuse to try to force global homosexuality as a norm all across the globe. So what happens now if Iran turns around and says, yeah, I'm gonna not listen to you guys because you're not our country and I really don't care what the United States has to say. You've already put in what, over 30 different sanctions on Iran. I could care less what you guys say about it. And they go and they hang somebody else because they get caught engaged in homosexual behavior. What are we gonna do? We're gonna invade Iran now because they didn't follow our global laws intending to homosexuality? Is that what we're gonna do now? We're gonna start invading and conquering countries because they don't listen to what we tell them to do? It's pretty much what it seems like it's paving the way for. Also, too, in other news, I found this to be very peculiar, especially for the things that have just happened, because this is a topic that a lot of people don't really talk about much. I'm going to bring this up because I found it to be very just, it was, like I said, it was very peculiar. Just days after New York has now made it legal to kill babies at the moment of birth, and technically if you read the letter of the law on it, it pretty much allows them to kill the baby even after it has been born if the abortion procedure did not go as planned. So they can pretty much execute babies at will all the way up to the moment of birth at any point in time now, carte blanche in New York. And people have argued with me, so that's not what they can do. I've read all the aspects of it. I've read all the verbiage on it. That's exactly what they can do. All the doctor has to do is put down some effect that is going on, some harm that could come to the mother if she doesn't have an abortion at 9 months up to the point she's giving birth. He can simply say preeclampsia. She can simply say she's not feeling good. I even saw an article the other day. They've already approved this if they have depression. So if a woman says, I'm depressed, I don't want to have this baby, okay, fine, we'll abort it now, 9 months. Well, now Andrew Cuomo is now pushing a law to legalize commercializing surrogacy. It's labeled the Child Parent Security Act. The bill's predicted to pass. Other states allow surrogacy under specific conditions, such as married couples and so forth. If you have a legitimate reason, you basically want to hire a surrogate to help you have a kid. You cannot have a kid on your own with you and your wife. A lot of states allow that legally. While some states have no laws on it, so it really, there's nothing to really back off of. Well, New York now is coming in and they want to legalize commercialized surrogacy. Now, up until recently, up until 1992, they banned surrogacy in 1992 in New York. And so now they're going to completely turn over that law and allow commercialized surrogacy. The problem with this is, what a lot of people are already referring to it as, is they're basically, it's a rent-a-womb. Julie Bindle is now warning. She said the accelerated boom in surrogacy is primarily for gay couples, and it resents a disturbing slide into the brutal exploitation of women who usually come from developing worlds and are often bullied or pimped into selling their women to satisfy, or selling their wombs to satisfy the selfish whims of wealthy gay and lesbian Westerners. That's what she said. They will go on to say that commercialized childhood reproduction easily feeds into the dehumanizing mindset that children are marketable commodities to be manufactured from technological processes for paying customers. The babies that result may come to be regarded as artifacts, as depersonalized products that we plan, create, modify, and improve. Already several cases in multiple states have reported in which surrogate mothers have been told to abort the unborn baby, as it turned out the baby may have had some type of disability. That's basically, essentially, when the product was not perfect and the paying parents did not think they were getting their money worth, they said to terminate the child. Now, that's the whole side of the gay and lesbian agenda that they're wanting to do with this. So they're talking out of both sides of their mouth. They're saying, we want to allow full-term abortions, but we want to have commercialized surrogacy legal. How about we say instead of aborting the baby, we put it up for adoption, and we allow parents that really want to have the aspect of having a child that are literally in line for years to have that ability. But that's not where this is headed. In my opinion, that this is next. This is headed because the weird, weird Satanism that looms over New York and all the weird stuff they're involved in over there, they're going to start hiring these women to have baby after baby after baby so they can use them and drag them into a lot of the satanic ritual stuff that they're involved in up there, and use these babies to essentially abort them, use these babies to take all their body parts, which is sick. I hate talking about it, as we've already seen what Planned Parenthood do. So this is not something that's going to be good for New York, commercializing surrogacy and basically allowing carte blanche surrogacy to anybody, anytime, anywhere, as many as you want. It's going to get really weird really fast, especially when they're talking out of the other side of their mouth, saying, well, we're going to allow full-term abortions. Which one is it, Ed?
What this is, multiple things you said were 100% right, Austin, on that. Everything was correct, but some things were like a little bit more. Number one, they've used breeders for years, for hundreds of years, for satanic rituals. They use breeders. They use women basically as surrogates, and they basically get them pregnant. As soon as the baby is born, it's sacrificed. So they have breeders. And now with the New York laws, you can take these babies, have them delivered alive 9 months, say they were born dead, and basically say you've disposed of the body, and then that baby can then at that point be legally used for anything you want, including satanic rituals. But because the baby was pronounced dead. So now you get a live fetus. I mean, the guy from Virginia, he was very clear about it. He goes to the governor. He said, take the baby out, let it lay on the table, keep it comfortable. Have the mother and the doctor talk about whether they want to kill the child. I mean, that's one sick blankety blank. I could cuss about that guy. I mean, I don't like cussing, but I could cuss about him. And, you know, I hope he gets kicked out because of the blackface comments and everything else that he did. But the reality is that, you know, he was just in the news for a couple of weeks ago. But the other kid thing, too, is the gay couple stuff and the lesbians. Now, this is huge. Surrogacy has been known for years and years and years to be, you know, probably 80% gay industry. Now, I'm guesstimating that. That is a projection. That is a number that I'm just giving you guys. Because I know people who've used surrogates. And the biggest problem they have is that the gay guys, of course, don't have a girl that can get pregnant with them. So they just hire a girl to get pregnant, and they raise them in a gay household. Now, I will say this. So this is going to be interesting, because this is going to be something you guys aren't expecting me to say, because this was done on a show I was on 2020 with Barbara Walters years ago, that unbelievable liberal feminist pig is what she is. Can't stand that woman. And she basically interviewed a bunch of people who were basically gays and lesbians, and looked at their children. And basically these guys were either born through surrogacy, through adoption. And what was interesting about this is every single boy that was raised by two gay guys was straight. I'm going to explain to you why that happens in just a second. And every single boy that was raised by two lesbians was gay. I'm going to repeat that. All the boys raised by the queer guys were straight, and all the boys raised by the lesbians were gay. It deals with mother, infant, child attachment, and child attachment to fathers and all that kind of stuff. One of the reasons that a lot of the boys who are raised by lesbians and dominant mothers become gay, because they lack the proper attachment with their fathers. There's no intimacy with the father as far as the dad hugging them and telling them that he loves them and all that kind of stuff. But when they get that, they don't go out and crave that from the other people. When the mother is super dominant, it creates that problem for that child. That's why you see so many boys in church whose fathers don't go to church or their mothers are divorced, who are feminine. They need a surrogate dad. They need a father. They need a mentor who will relate to them and hug them and give them an attaboy, and then they don't start craving that. Then you start dealing with the soy problems and the hormonal problems during gestation when the mother's pregnant with a child, and you create a right brain dominated hemisphere child who's a male who now thinks he's a girl. All of these things are part of this. But the gay and the lesbian coalitions that have gone in now and promoted the surrogacy is primarily because they want to raise children in a quote-unquote gay household. Problem with that is you're not raising a Christian child at that point. Now you are raising a child that's super, super liberal, who's going to continue to be liberal and push those basically those beliefs and those values for the rest of their life. Now look at Jodie Foster. She's a lesbian. Now, I used to love Jodie Foster. She's still a phenomenal actress. I'll give her that, being queer, lesbian, or whatever she is. Then you find out that her mom was basically a lesbian when she raised Jodie Foster. Now Jodie Foster is a lesbian because she never had a relationship with her dad. Well, no surprise here. I mean, then of course Jodie Foster got busted, came out of the closet a few years ago, and now her career is done in Hollywood. I mean, but the whole thing about it is there's a lot of that going on, and the more they push it, the more weak-willed Christians who are being taught by pansies, pantied, laced preachers in the pulpit that only care about how many giving units they get, and how many cars they get, and trying to pay the bills and all the other stuff. This is why I said the other day, and it is so important to understand this, and Mark Taylor said this to me the other day when I met with him at the house here. He said, the problem is with the 501c corporations, we've taken the word, the house of God, the house of prayer, and we've turned it into a money-making proposition as a corporation with a 501c corp. And we've given these guys the ability to generate huge amounts of revenue and not pay any income tax. Not paying property tax, not paying sales tax. Now, what it does, it puts them back to where we were pretty much as a nation back in 1912 before the federal income tax, when you didn't have to worry about keeping 8 years of taxes filed and, you know, paying half of your income to the IRS and all the things that we have to do now to fund the national deficit against the international banking cartels as part of the enslavement process. So what you do is you turn them loose, and they build these huge churches, huge facilities. They don't have to depreciate plant and equipment. In other words, when they buy a church, if they spend $5 million for it, they can write off the $5 million as a lump sum and not have to depreciate the building for 40 years, which saves them huge amounts of money and income as far as having to pay taxes on that money. So this is the problem that we have, Austin. All of these same groups that are trying to turn our country upside down and destroy our country, they're doing it very, 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 very well because they control the media. They control the banks. They control everything, guys. It's absolutely nuts. Let me do a health article real quick. We haven't done enough health articles this week. It says type 2 diabetes is reversible. This is an article by Green Med Info. It'll be posted on our website. It says, it's by Dr. Mark Sears, and it says, type 2 diabetes is curable if you ignore your doctor's advice. Diabetes is not the hopeless disease that most doctors would have believed it is, though it is a losing battle if you walk the trail Western medicine wants you to travel. Like all chronic diseases, the Western medical establishment does not want you or your doctor to become conscious of the real causes of diabetes, and certainly does not want you to receive treatments that will prevent diabetes from destroying your life. Okay, this is the article. You go to the website and you can read it, and he starts talking about what you can do as far as magnesium is essential for diabetics, iodine, all the stuff we tell you guys all of the time, including the stuff that we have on turmeric. Go look at our healthy blood sugar protocol. Follow that if you have an elevated blood sugar, and just change your diet. And in the vast majority of cases, you'll be amazed at how quickly your blood sugar levels will be normal. So very, very important that we realize that if we don't eat the right foods, if we continue to, well, let me make it real simple. Let's say you're 30, 40, 50 pounds overweight, and you feel absolutely horrible, and you're diabetic. Why do you think if you continue to do what you've done to get 30 or 40 or 50 pounds overweight and to feel horrible to be diabetic, that it's going to get any better? You got to change everything. I mean, you can't keep doing the same thing over and over again expecting a different result. That's why it's so important that you go back into my website, into our website, and you read the articles that we've written on health and all the articles we've written on supplements and all the different things that can be done from a natural standpoint. Because, guys, it's so important to realize that if we don't do what we're supposed to do the correct way, we're going to keep getting the same bad results we're going to get. And Austin was so succinct about it the other night. He was talking about if you're really overweight and you're a patriot, why do you think if something happens and the proverbial pea soup hits the fan and everything goes sideways, that suddenly you're going to be in great shape, feeling great with tremendous energy if you're dependent on insulin? Think about that for a second, my friends. If you're a type 2 diabetic and you're dependent on insulin, what are you going to do if you don't have any refrigeration and you can't keep your insulin cold? How long will you be alive? Week, 2 weeks, maybe three? That's it. You're done. You're out. You're gone. Okay? So it's important that we all follow proper protocols to stay healthy. Yesterday, I moved a bunch of heavy plywood the other day, and I got winded from it. I thought, what the heck? You know, I'm 63 years old, and I'm supposed to be moving heavy plywood, 3/4-inch pressure-treated plywood that was wet. And I had to move a bunch of pieces off the road, and I got winded. I thought, no, that's not happening. That dog don't hunt with Teddy. Not going to do it. And I started doing cardio yesterday. I did a bunch of running on the Cybex elliptical runner. I've got one of those cardio machines at the house, and I said, you know, I'm getting myself back into shape. I'm not going to get winded from picking up plywood, because, guys, what happens if I got to walk 20 miles? What if there's an EMP and I'm 20 or 30 miles away? I've got to get home. What if I got to get here? I got to walk.
Yep.
Am I going to be able to walk 20 or 30 miles? That's a long ways to walk. You know, you're going to be doing it with limited amounts of water and food. How long will it take? 2 days? 3 days? You got to go with two without food or water. You better have something with you. You better have a, you know, better have a bug out bag, like Austin says, in your vehicle. You better be prepared, because if this stuff happens and these nutbags get their way and they decide to wipe out a big percent of the percentage of the goyim, they got to kill the cattle. They got to cull the herd. What happens if they want to cull you? And you're, and basically you're diabetic dependent, insulin dependent diabetic, and, or whatever. What are you going to do if you can't get your dog on tricyclic antidepressants or your serotonin reuptake inhibitors? Or heaven forbid, the other ones, the benzodiazepines. Those are the ones that will kill you if you come off of those things too fast. I mean, what happens if you can't get your meds? What are you going to do? Ask yourself that question. If there's all kinds of natural ways to feel great and look great, why don't you give it a try? What do you think, Austin? What's your next story, bud?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. And I mean, just changing your diet and tweaking things and cutting things out of your diet can play a really big role in feeling better and having more energy. I talked about this on the Hagman Show on Friday as well. You don't have to go berserk and completely throw out your cupboard and change everything, but just cutting a few things out, cutting out a lot of the processed dairy, cutting out the high fructose corn syrup, cutting out the artificial flavors. Just start reading the labels on things. And if it says sucralose or aspartame, cut it out. If it says the high fructose corn syrup, cut it out. If it says MSG or monosodium glutamate, cut it out. Those are things you can start doing right now, next time you go to the store, and start slowly cleaning out your diet, slowly cleaning out your cupboard. I saw a new study that just came out this week. Diet drinks have been linked drinking two diet sodas or more per day massively increases your risk of heart disease and stroke. Ironically enough, most people think that the artificial sweeteners, the diet sodas, decrease the caloric intake and they're actually healthier for you, which is a complete and total lie. But this study tracked almost 82,000 postmenopausal women and Women's Health Initiative trial who were between the ages of 50 and 79. 3 years into the study, the women were asked to indicate how often they drank diet soda or diet fruit drinks during a three-month period. They were followed for nearly 12 years on average. The researchers found that those who drank two or more diet drinks each day saw their overall risk of stroke climb almost 30% compared to the women who drank diet drinks less than one time per week. For many of these women, the main culprit was blocked arteries, while drinking lots of diet soda linked to almost 35% risk in stroke. The type of stroke was triggered by a blood clot. These findings persisted even after accounting for the nutritional value of each woman's overall diet and stroke risk factors like smoking, history, age, so forth. According to the researchers, the diet drinks can be linked to cardiovascular risk in several ways. For example, women who drink two diet drinks per day or more saw the risk of developing heart disease by over 30%, while the overall risk of premature death rose to almost 20%. These drinks are not healthy for you at all. And one thing that a lot of people don't realize, regardless of what sweetener they're using, which that obviously is a huge factor, high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, sucralose, those are all horrific for you. But they have phosphoric acid in them. It's incredibly, incredibly acidic. When you drink soda, especially for women that are older, your body actually has to leach calcium out of its own bones to try to neutralize the acidity of each soda you drink. This stuff is unbelievably toxic to you. When I used to race motocross, when we would have bolts or nuts that would get rusted on or clayed on and get all kinds of grud on them, we'd be disassembling motors, we would literally soak the bolts in a big pot of Coca-Cola for a day or two before we pulled them back out, and they would be perfectly shiny with no rust, no debris, no nothing on them, because the Coca-Cola was that acidic, it literally stripped everything down to the bare metal on the bolts and nuts that we used on the motocross bikes. That is when I learned how acidic and toxic soda was to put into your body. No legitimate purpose to have it in your system. None whatsoever. That is one of the first things you can cut out of your diet right away, and I promise you, your health, your energy, your mental acuity, your weight will all come into a healthier range just by cutting soda out for at least 30 days, Dad.
You know, back in the 60s, you know, we had our big old Playboy stuff with that pervert Hugh Hefner, and, you know, brought a whole generation of young boys basically addicted to magazines that had bad pictures in them. And then, you know, then we had the women's lib movement, you know, and then we had Maybelline commercials. I'll always remember this one Maybelline commercial. I could bring home the bacon, I could fry it up in the pan, and never let you forget you're a man, Maybelline. And they had some real sexy woman singing this, bringing it to her husband because she was working full time just like him. She was bringing home the bacon and she was frying up in the pan. And I hope you guys like my singing. And here's why I just did that, because new heart attacks are on the rise among young women, study shows. Yep, you put them into the workforce, you make them work like a bunch of animals, 60, 70, 80 hours a week, you get all that stress, they start dying of heart attacks. When analyzed across five-year periods, the overall proportion of heart attack-related hospital admissions in the United States attributable to young patients ages 35 to 54 steadily climbed from 27% in 1995 to 32% in 2014, with the largest increase observed in young women. So, yep, we sure did it. We sure gave them the right to fight in the military. We sure made them, gave them the right to fly airplanes and basically, you know, in combat and to get into foxholes and carry heavy gear. And now we're killing our women. I mean, it's unbelievable what we did and what we allowed to have happen and what the liberal feminist women pushed on the majority of the women who didn't want this done to them. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. These articles, again, are posted on the Health Masters website. Thank you for getting your supplements from us. You guys are great. You guys just rock the planet. I love you guys so much, and I appreciate you. I had the opportunity to pray for you again yesterday and today. You guys are awesome. So I just want you to know that without you guys, we couldn't be here. Thanks for giving us the opportunity to do this show without a whole bunch of commercials. Love you. Austin, I'll do the write-up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, guys, for all the support and all the emails and everything you've been continually helping us out with on a regular basis. We really appreciate it. And, of course, if you guys need anything, be sure to email us and sign up for our weekly newsletter. We send out all types of different specials, articles, stuff that we've been, you know, reposting, stuff that we've written ourselves. We've been working on that more now. I've actually had Harrison up in graduate school right now writing some articles for us on different information, different products, different stuff we're doing. And we send that out in our weekly newsletter. So I get a lot of people all the time asking us, how do I get coupons? How do I get newsletters? How do I get all stuff? It's free. It's really easy. You put your email in on the front page of the website, and we do not sell any of your information. I can't reiterate that. We have our privacy policy online. You can look into the bottom of the screen, and we don't sell anything. Nothing in our website goes out to any third-party vendors. A lot of companies cannot say that. As most people have realized, you can make a substantial amount of money off people's information now. We do not care. That is why we have customers like you, and that is why we do this show, and we have our website, so we can continue to fund, push the truth, and do it without any strings attached, without anybody being able to control us, dictate to us, or tell us what we can and can't talk about, sell, or do on our website or our show. So I appreciate you guys. I love you. Healthmasters.com. Check us out. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome day. Have a wonderful night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.